All right. Well, welcome to the first ever Rebel Stories podcast.
What is it called?
Rebel Stories podcast.
I thought we were going to Rebel Storytellers podcast.
Welcome to the first ever Rebel Storytellers podcast.
It's so new, we don't even know what it's called.
What did I call it? Rebel podcast?
Rebel Stories podcast, like a noob.
We are off to a great start.
Some slight brand confusion.
But 5 seconds in, and you guys want him to be your architect.
We're going to do take two, but we're going to leave take one so people like us because we're such idiots. Ready? And go.
Well, welcome to the very first Rebel Storytellers podcast. We are here with a lively crew on the 13th floor of the Gwynn building. For those of you who don't know, we exist over at rebelstorytellers.com. And basically, we're a community of thinkers, writers, motivators, musicians, artists, just a gang of dreamers and doers who are hoping to get each other unstuck and doing cool stuff with our lives. And then if anybody else wants to join along, that's the mission of our website. And we decided to start a podcast, and this is our very first one. And I'm going to introduce everybody. My name is Brad Wise, and I'm going to go around and say that Joe Boyd is here.
Hello, Brad.
That's Joe's everyday voice.
Great to see you, Brad.
For those of you listening at home, Joe is to Brad's left.
Yep.
And he's working around the circle toward his right.
I'll be the monotone, depressed voice that you hear.
Okay. We also have Mark Haas.
Hi, this is Mark.
Steve Fuller, he's very giggly today.
Hello.
Also,
I'm Steve.
A voice fit for radio. And to his left, my right, Isaac Stambo.
Hi, I like leaning into the microphone to speak.
Yes, his nieces call him Uncle Bubba.
Okay. True fact.
So, this is our first podcast. Our goal is to do it every single week. We're all committing to that. Yes, a weekly podcast.
That is correct.
We're going to talk about current events. We're going to talk about the monthly theme. We're changing things up at Rebel Storytellers. This is November will be the first month that we are moving over to a four-letter word theme. And this first four-letter word that we're going with is home. I'm going to have Steve Fuller talk about that in a minute. But first, I want Joe to kick us off just starting. How do we get down this path of doing the four-letter word theme? Like, what got us going down that road?
Thanks, Brad. Thanks for the opportunity.
He's ruining the podcast.
We can just talk. Like,
we have to
people.
Ruin everything, Joe.
This is normal voice. Everyone just doesn't realize that.
Every time it's going to start like this,
yeah.
I'm going to stop asking you questions.
Perfect. we've been doing the blog for X months. Have we been 6 months, Steven?
June 3rd.
So,
July,
no.
August, September, October, November.
5 months.
5 months. That's a math segment. We've been doing the blog for a while. We have a community of bloggers, and we've been blogging about whatever we wanted around the theme of getting unstuck, and we felt we need a little focus, I believe. And this idea of having a theme around four-letter words began, and the ultimate dream, I think, is to have live events in Cincinnati around these four-letter words every month. Our first one's going to be in February on Valentine's Day called KISS. So we've got a couple months to practice with the four-letter word theme with our blog, and then we'll be doing some live stuff.
Steve, we're doing home for the first
Correct.
Time.
Correct. Startled.
Steve has a very startled look on his face. You were the one that actually chose home, if I remember correctly.
You do.
Why home?
Well, Brad,
I'd like to point out, for those of you who don't know, Steve is actually a communications professor, so he'll be the
I'm
best
sure that's
communicator.
Pretty obvious, Joe, by the way I'm communicating at this point. Bradley, Thanksgiving is a holiday. That is set in the month of November, towards the end of the month.
In the United States.
In the United States.
That's correct.
That's
usually correct. On a Thursday.
Yes, almost always, Isaac. Fun fact. The
invented by FDR.
Okay.
I don't know if that's true.
And I was like, wow, that's a real fun fact.
Abraham Lincoln.
That's usually coming from Isaac, and I trust it.
No, there is an FDR connection.
I think
FDR
he invented it, but
changed when Thanksgiving was. He actually moved it up a week in order to allow for more shopping. There's something there. Look
part
it
of
up.
New deal.
Google it. Something like that. That was the whole New Deal, actually.
That was it.
A turkey in every pot and Black Friday. They had him cut the Black Fridays, but it was implied.
And really the one thing about Thanksgiving that I'm sure we all experience in our past, present, hopefully future, is that it centers around the idea of home, that a lot of us go home. A lot of us get excited about having people to our homes, whether that be you having a meal with your family, playing football Thanksgiving morning, sitting around and watching football all day, that it's about family and friends and that idea of everybody gathering together. And so we wanted our storytellers to kind of give their take of home, what that means to them. And we're getting lots of different stuff from people, some music, some art, some essays. There's going to be some fiction where people try to tell the story of what home means to them. And we think that centered pretty well with this idea of Thanksgiving, since a lot of us will be going home or having people to our homes. And so we're pretty excited about that. The whole idea of the four-letter words is to, I think, kind of create a community around a central theme. We have lots of great storytellers who tell lots of great stories, but we kind of wanted to get everyone's impression of this one central concept to see how different it is and how similar it is, since we all have very different past, just to see how those things line up. So we're excited about that.
I have a quick update about FDR and Thanksgiving. U.S. President FDR Roosevelt, by the way, this is from history1900s.about.com. FDR had a lot to think about in 1939. The world had been suffering from the Great Depression for a decade, and the Second World War had just erupted in Europe. On top of that, the U.S. economy continued to look bleak. So when the U.S. retailers begged him to move Thanksgiving,
we just lost all four of our listeners.
No, actually, just did
he invent
really
Thanksgiving or not?
Yeah. Our demographic,
he did not
knows.
Invent
Abraham
Thanksgiving.
Lincoln invented it.
He did not invent
According to history1900s.about.com, it says, in a cocky way, most school children know that the first Thanksgiving was with the Pilgrims and the Native Americans in 1621.
I'm glad we cleared that
up. A few years before FDR. But FDR did move it.
Thank you.
After retailers begged him to, the economy sucked, and they said, FDR, we know there's this whole world war, but can we eat turkey on a different day? And he said, fine. That was the official press release. President FDR, in response to the change of Thanksgiving, says fine.
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 Thank you.
Was that part true? The fine part?
What was that website again? Because sure. It's where everyone should go to get history questions.
History1900s.about.com.
History1900s.about
education.
Wowzer. Okay. We should point out, just before Isaac's little update.
That was from Jennifer Rosenberg, 20th century history expert.
Okay. I should point out that Steve is the editor of RebelStorytellers.com, the blogger.
True.
And he does a fine job.
Which is not an affiliate of History1900s.about.com.
Okay, so it's centered around the theme of home. It's Hallow's Eve right now, Halloween.
Oh, Hallow's Eve, yes.
All Hallow's Eve, yes. All this is Eve. The day before All Saints Day. It's also Reformation Day.
Okay.
And some sort of satanic holiday, as I understand it.
It's a lot of holidays banged into a couple of days.
Yeah.
Does anybody have any good Halloween home stories?
I bet Isaac has a story.
Isaac's got to have a story.
Yeah, you qualified as good stories. I have lots of stories. I'm not sure how many of them are good. I was told when I was 3 years old, my mom dressed me up as a football player, and was all ready to go out trick or treating. And I went outside, and there was some 9-year-old girl dressed as a witch, and I got scared and cried and ran back inside and didn't go trick or treating.
Wow,
that's
a sad story.
Were you scared of the witch or the girl?
I don't recall. Most of my memories don't start until I was 4 years old, and this was at year three. But I later, at a later date, I could recall there was some old woman passing out unwrapped candy from her window, not her door, just from her window, And my friend and I took it and we threw it back at her and yelled at her and said that she was trying to kill us and we ran away.
Was it
seems like was that a response?
Was it unwrapped candy like it came that way, or did she literally get like, a bunch of candy and unwrap it
like,
and
yeah.
hand
like,
it to children?
It was more like it was a bowl of like gobstoppers.
Okay,
so like they unwrapped bowl of gobstoppers.
She
yeah.
threw them out the window.
No. She would hand them out the window, and we threw them back at her.
Oh, you guys were a bunch of punks.
Yeah, we were
bearded punks.
What's the worst thing you ever got in your trick or treat bag?
An apple.
That's the worst?
A plastic cone.
With a razor blade or just a straight apple?
Just a straight apple. It's really bad when you're wanting Reese cups.
Well, this isn't a good story. It's kind of a sad story because I was a diabetic growing up.
So you still are.
I still am.
But growing I used up, to be too.
I used to be also. And so Halloween wasn't super great for me because I would go get the candy and then have to give it all to my brother. And this one lady, like, she always felt like really bad for me every year. And I would walk up. She's like, "Oh, Brad." And she'd go into her house and give me like a dollar bill, like trying to make me happy, which was nice, but it just made me feel even worse that I got like a charity handout dollar bill.
Did you ever think about selling the candy? I think it's such a waste that you're doing this work. Either I wouldn't want to walk around and do the work, or I would want to maybe sell it.
Oh, I should have, but I just gave it to my brother like a dum-dum.
Did you ever consider saving the dollar bills and buying a new pancreas? I don't know how much those cost.
Yeah, I don't know.
But enough Halloweens.
Brought to you by Snickers.
Let's say you
pancreas.
Let's say you trick or treat from the age of 3 to 13.
Uh-huh.
That's $10.
$10. On the black market, I bet you can get a pancreas.
I lived in Tiffin, so there wasn't
a lot of pancreases.
Yeah, there wasn't much of a black market.
Good market.
The kidney market was huge. But
no, what was the best thing you ever got trick or treating? Like what were you after? Was it a certain candy?
We had a bit. You get a couple big candy bar people, right?
Yeah,
like full size.
So that's when you know you made it. You can give out the big candy.
Floor always, does that now as an adult. Thinks he's pretty sweet that he hangs out.
He thinks he's pretty awesome about
yeah,
it.
You give out full size candy bars.
Would he take pictures?
I do.
Would he take pictures of these candy bars?
Yes.
And put post it on Instagram?
Social media.
Oh my goodness! Social media. I think I've seen brag about how generous he is. He's like, "Yep,
giving the big baby roost today."
How many full size candy bars are you going through on a Halloween?
This is making his year that he gets to talk out loud about his full-size candy.
I'm very embarrassed because I try to keep these things private. 80-ish candy bars.
This is when you used to live in a normal neighborhood, and now you live in an urban environment.
Yes. We don't have any trick-or-treaters anymore. We live downtown. But we used to live in a house, and we would get about 80-ish trick-or-treaters. And so we...
So you're dropping, I'm going to say, $70.
Yeah.
How many people came back twice because they knew you guys were like the big candy bar people?
I don't think many. Actually, though, I don't know if you guys paid attention. This is the third Halloween in a row where the weather has been terrible. And so last year it was
here in Cincinnati because there's people all over the world listening to this.
Actually, the weather
it's sunny someplace.
It's terrible everywhere if it's bad in Cincinnati. And there was a huge windstorm, rainstorm, so we didn't get many last year. But we just like to give back. We just feel like we've been so.
You like to brag on
so
blast.
So what kind of candy bars were
that
these?
We?
That's an important question. What kind of candy bars?
We would go to Target and you get a box of like 20 Snickers for like $11 or something.
Snickers.
So we really only spent like $30-$40. It's really not that expensive to do. And then people like you.
And it just made you feel so good.
I just, when you're the type of...
Do you put the candy bar in, like, slowly so they make sure they see that
see
there's,
it?
There's a really... Look, kid, did you see that I put a really big candy bar
in? You don't place it on the bottom. You drop it from really high up so they feel
really
the
hard.
Weight.
There's no better feeling than when a small child turns around to his or her parent and says, "They gave away big candy bars." And that's when you know that you're making a difference.
Gosh, you're a hero.
Do you guys?
You're a hero.
The worst candy. Do you remember they probably still have it. The black and orange. Like half of them were black, half of them were orange.
Kind of wrapped like a peanut butter.
Yeah,
flavor,
it's like a peanut
right?
butter.
Yeah.
Worst thing on the planet. And I used to get those all the time when I went trick or treating as a kid. And so I vowed from a very early age to always give away full-size candy bars.
Now, I love the full-size candy bars, but the greatest thing I ever received was a pack of WWF wrestling trading cards.
Wow.
That was pretty sweet.
Were they handing those out to everybody or just... Like they knew you, the special.
No, it was to everybody.
The kid with the beard loves the wrestling.
Yeah, it was like
actually,
WrestleMania
Isaac went
3.
To the house and asked for the wrestling cards.
WrestleMania 3, Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant. Oh, I remember trading cards.
That was unbelievable.
I'd love to go back to the bad things I got in my trick or treat bag.
Yes.
We had a dentist in our neighborhood.
Yeah, they sucked.
Dentists are the worst. Dentists are
so really I got the bad. Toothbrush. Did you guys have a dentist giving you a toothbrush?
I got a toothbrush. Jeez.
We had a particularly religious person.
So you got a tract?
I got a track and no candy, but she would usually give us a dime.
All right.
So we got a dime, and it was always it was like a baseball card of Jesus. And it was the picture of him knocking at the door.
With a baseball bat.
Yes.
Which would be so awesome to have.
Yeah, it's when Jesus played for the Royals.
Royals.
I don't understand. So a dime. What were you supposed to do with this dime?
She didn't want to give us candy for whatever reason, because Jesus hated candy. That's all I could figure.
Yeah. He hated diabetes.
I assume the dime's like, I'm super generous because of what Jesus has done for me.
Well, you know, Jesus would say, hate the diabetes, love the diabetic.
I thought you were going to say, love the dime. Hate the diabetes, love the dime. I thought that's what you were going to say. Now, what year was that? Was it dime? Could you buy things with a dime back
right,
then?
It was 1932.
So you could put a down payment on a house with a dime.
It was before Thanksgiving.
You could buy like 500 pancreases.
It was before they moved the date of Thanksgiving. It was before
the pancreas.
The correct Monopoly houses for term for that.
I'll say it was 1984-ish.
Okay.
You could buy a Jolly Rancher stick, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a quarter today.
Everything. Yeah. You go into the store and all those things would be a dime.
Buy a Jolly Rancher.
Was a dime, I think.
They're still a dime, right?
Boston baked beans.
The stick candy things?
Yeah. The Cracker Barrel? Yeah.
They've gone up.
Have they?
I thought I saw 10 for a dollar. All
right, we're going to have to look this up.
Isaac is our internet searcher.
And Cracker Barrel guru.
Right, and sticking to our theme of home,
yeah.
Hot Wheels are the same price as they were when I was a kid, too.
Really?
That has nothing to do with home, but...
Yeah.
It's just they've been 87 cents since... the creation of time.
Hot Wheels is kind of a sore subject for me because whenever you go looking at Hot Wheels with like your children, there's like 40-year-old guys in your way.
I hate it when the kids show up when I'm trying to buy Hot Wheels.
I know. What is the deal? You're like, gotta have that Corvette. Gotta have that thing you can't have in real life.
Yeah.
Wait. Well, we should let people know a little about you.
About me and my...
Like, you're not into anything kids would typically be into yourself.
I did have a friend that I worked with. He did not like Hot Wheels because he got beat with Hot Wheel tracks, which is kind of sad.
Oh my gosh! Like his dad?
I think it was like
some random person.
It was the weapon of choice, I think, by his father.
It was by an adult. Like, it was trying to buy the same Hot Wheel as him at the Kmart.
I think he just got mad at every time there was a Hot Wheel track around, so he just grabbed a Hot Wheel track and spanked him with it. That's pretty sad, I know.
That's really
He said that he kind of shuddered every time he would go past like the aisle at Toys R Us.
That's not a good
You gotta hide the tracks, right?
Not a good thing.
It's no more sad than your dead pancreas, though, so.
That's true.
I think his story's sadder than my dead pancreas story.
Yeah, and his pancreas will get rebuilt one day with a printer and come back.
So I'm seeing I don't have verifiable evidence.
To clarify, Isaac has taken upon himself to be the researcher, and he's using a mobile device to intercept what's called the World Wide Web, which gives us all the truth.
Yes. Yahoo Images is showing me two photographs from Cracker Barrel. One that has the candy sticks labeled as 15 cents each, and another with the candy sticks labeled as 20 cents each.
Oh.
I guess the 20 cents are probably in California and New York.
Yeah, true. People love Cracker Barrel in LA and New York.
Back home.
So we talked about candy. What about costumes?
Costumes?
Favorite, least favorite costume?
Least favorite or most favorite?
Can we talk about the rubber band that held the mask on?
You can.
Got tangled in your hair.
And it broke, right?
And it snapped and hit your face.
It's got an over-under of 4 houses.
I was Papa Smurf with one of those masks. That's a true story.
Did you go in blue face?
No, you had a mask.
That's
you put on the rubber band
should not
mask
blue face.
And you had a little costume.
I feel like I saw a cute little picture of you recently when you were a kid dressed up as a something or other. Or maybe that was just you.
That was just me watering the flowers.
Last week, day cuteness.
As Papa Smurf, as a giant gnome in his garden.
I hate it. I love candy. I hated dressing up. That was my deal.
I feel like you would like dressing up.
I'm a terrible introvert, so I like...
That's the point, right?
I like to play... I don't know. I don't get it at Halloween.
I think we need to dive in here.
Okay, so when you were Papa Smurf, you were still a little Steve, I would assume, walking around as Papa Smurf.
True.
Instead of totally being a method actor and becoming Papa Smurf and saying, not far now, kids!
I'm sure you use Smurfy a lot, right? You're like, I'm a Smurfy,
yeah,
good time.
Sure. I mean, I was 14 or 15, so I don't really remember, but...
It is, judging everybody for giving them bad candy.
I've always thought it'd be fun to be a mascot for a team because no one knows who you are, so you could be different.
Right. So it'd be fun to be a mascot that wears a mask.
Right.
Would it be fun to be the FSU mascot who's a Native American with your face showing and your abs?
Or the Notre Dame guy? It's just
right. That feels terrible to me.
But you could have chosen a gift that you were completely covered. Right? Like, you were wearing a football helmet, your mask, you're fairly covered. You could have just been, like, football player. Like, I take money for autographs, stuff like that.
It just seemed dumb. I don't know. I need a stage. I need the lights. I need a makeup person.
I mean, Mark was super into comic books and all that stuff. Did you get into
Halloween? I didn't get into comic books until like high school, which probably was a problem.
The perfect time to get into comic books.
It was perfect time. Especially when
all those pesky dates you did.
I was turning them away. I was like, no, I'm reading Wolverine.
And that just made him want you more.
They were like, oh, I can't have him. So. It was whatever the flavor of that time was, you know. So it was like Star Wars and all that kind of stuff. The only problem was that at a certain point, I got it in my mind that I could make my own costumes, and when I look back at them, they're really bad, and they were like paper mache heads of things that didn't look like anything. So people were like, "Hey, you're that," and they didn't know what
it
was.
Know.
You're that kid that thinks you're an artist.
That paper mache kid. He's
so
really sad, nice, and he makes his own stuff.
No wonder you got so much candy.
Yeah, I got so much more candy.
Give him $2.
It's the poor kid.
It's the poor kid making the paper mache heads, and he can't see.
I bet Isaac was a baseball player, time or two.
Had to be
wrestler. I gotta think. Oh. I've dressed up as a wrestler. I don't know if I've done that for Halloween though.
Randomly.
There were days when my parents were adding an extension onto the house, and with this huge living room, family room area that didn't have furniture in it yet, which made a great squared circle, if you will. Oh. And so my best friend and I would paint our faces with face paint. This is Bo.
Okay.
We're going to have lots of Bo stories in this podcast. So Bo and I decided to paint our faces one day, and we're going to have a wrestling match. In the new...
Like, paint your face is like Ultimate Warrior, right?
Right, but I didn't like Ultimate Warrior. Let's get that straight.
You like Coco Beware?
Yeah, the Birdman. But we were more Demolition. I was Axe and he was Smash. And we paint our faces up, and we're going to wrestle in the new extension. The carpet that had just been put down is maybe... had only existed for a week or two. The new paint was on the walls, and then we had, like, steel cage match in the family room and got face paint all over the new carpet and walls.
Wow. But you wrestled no one. It was like Fight Club, basically.
Yeah. It was Fight Club for kids.
It wasn't Halloween either.
Kids Fight Club.
It was like kids August Fight Club. First. Me versus Bo.
Oh, you wrestled each other?
Yes.
You were tag-teaming each other?
No, no, no.
Okay. I got you.
But later on, there were wrestling buddies.
Oh, yeah, those pillows, right?
The pillows. And you wrestle the pillows.
I'm uncomfortable.
Was Bo a pillow? Is that...
Bo was a real person.
Yeah. Bo was a real person.
This was a twist movie.
To clarify, tell me if I'm wrong, Bo still is a real person.
He still is a real person. I think if you go to the Walmart in Ashland, Kentucky on Melody Mountain during third shift, you will find Bo in the produce section. But don't talk to him because he hates people.
Is that right? Are you still in contact with Bo?
Occasionally, yes. But not very often because he hates people.
We should have Bo in.
Definitely.
As a guest.
Would he talk at all?
He would say a few words.
I kind of feel like Isaac's going to channel Bo at some point, and Bo didn't really exist. And he goes into another character.
Bo is actually his pillow wrestling buddy.
Right. What if Isaac's like, Bo's here, and he has a pillow wrestler, and he just puts in a chair, and we're all like,
that's
oh,
we
no.
all like, just get up and leave.
He takes a stomach rub, and it's like, Quanto Bo.
I told you guys he's real. He's real to me.
We have to decide if we're going to be friends with Isaac anymore.
Bo hated Halloween, by the way. He actually didn't like candy. And his parents would kind of force him to dress up and go trick-or-treating. And he would be like, do you want my candy? And
wow,
he would,
that's a great deal.
Yeah, yeah. So I would take like the Snickers and the Reese's. And then his older brother and parents would eat the other candy.
Wow.
That makes me think, if you had to choose between Snickers or Starburst, what do you pick?
Oh, I know what your answer is.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, you have the wrong answer. Your answer's wrong.
Are you picking Skittles?
Starburst.
Or
I would pick Skittles.
Skittles were the choice.
That was the choice.
If that's an option, I would pick Skittles first out of all of those.
Over Snickers?
Every day, 10 out of 10 times.
Why? Why do you hate Snickers?
I just think it's just there's too much, too many, too much.
Nuts?
It's like they're too solid.
This goes back to
like
they're too solid, and yeah. Starburst are just like liquidy.
But Snickers is
not
so
liquidy. Yeah, they're too filling.
No, but that's good. It fills you up, and it.
But chocolate is superior to other forms of simple sugars.
Maybe it's my disease that
yeah,
makes
it,
me think that.
I totally believe that. It goes back. You never had a chance to fully develop a sugar palate, a proper sugar palate, so you don't appreciate the sugars that you should. If I'm on a road trip, it's hard for me to deny myself a peanut butter Twix at the gas station.
Really?
Yeah.
That's your go-to?
Right? Yes. I really want, if you look at the nutritional information, it's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that usually keeps me from it, usually, but sometimes I gotta have it.
Combos are my go-to road trip snack.
But Liz, too. My wife.
She's a smart lady.
Every time we take a road trip, she has to get a bag of combos.
The best.
They're awful. The processed snack food version of tuna fish sandwiches.
Combos?
Because they will stink up any enclosed environment. Airplanes, elevators.
Really?
Somebody back me up here.
Well, they're awful.
I'm the one always eating them. If combos are being eaten, I'm also eating them. So
you been in an airplane where someone eats a tuna fish sandwich?
Yes.
That's what it's like when anyone eats combos.
That can't be true.
Planes in China where they open up dried fish packets. It's the stinkiest you could ever get.
Which is better than combos.
No.
You're telling me
combos are awesome.
You're telling me rotten fish smell.
Rotten fish.
You're putting rotten fish smell on
Why
the same
tuna,
level
tuna
as combo.
Rotten?
Okay, normal fish smell.
I enjoy a tuna fish sandwich, and I'll eat a combo in certain situations.
So you don't like combos?
What situations?
I don't like when I'm really hungry.
I don't like only food.
Only
I can eat those, but I don't like other people around me eating them. Just like...
Why? Because
it's like smoking
it too provocatively.
If you dare say it's like smoking a cigarette.
It's like smoking a cigar, specifically. That you can enjoy that yourself, but if you're around someone and you're not smoking a cigar, it's the worst ever.
If you were eating combos right now and being selfish and not sharing them, and I could just smell them, I would be happy.
I would also give you a cigar, so we're on the same page.
I feel like combos look like just like bigger size like dog food.
Or this is true. It tastes like it.
Like, or it sort of looks like a cat's sphincter. Like, like it's. Huh. Think about it.
I would think about cat sphincters.
You know when they you know, I have a cat.
Can you Google cat sphincter?
Cat sphincter. I think I would too.
I'd like to see a picture.
Cat sphincter combos.
That's the most offensive thing anyone's ever said to me. That cat sphincters smell better than combos.
They're very
smell. I did not.
They're very clean animals.
Did you say look? Yeah, looks. Not smell.
I said smell.
He said smell.
Yeah, that's
they
that's
smell
not
better.
That's
not true.
Compared to a dog, a cat's sphincter smells.
You need to so apologize.
Wonderful.
I wonder what.
Wonderful.
So right now, there's someone listening to our first podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
30,
hopefully.
40 minutes in.
Yeah. Should we wrap it up?
And they got to be thinking glad they spent their commute with us.
They got to be thinking, won't be subscribing to this one.
Well, now they're hungry for Reese's and Snickers.
And cat sphincters.
Cat sphincters.
For some.
You will never look at a cat sphincter.
But what they will always know is that FDR and the Native Americans invented Thanksgiving.
Okay, so how do we wrap this up? Anybody want to say goodbye to...
Well, we have a show coming up that maybe we can mention.
Yeah. We have the Book of Genesis. Is it ever called the Book of Genesis?
It is a book.
Yeah.
The show's called Genesis.
Genesis with Joe Boyd, put on by Rebel Storytellers. It's at the Aronoff Center, the Jarson Kaplan Theater. We're very excited about it. Joe Boyd will be doing the entire book of Genesis. Do you want to talk about it at all?
The interesting thing about Genesis is that it is in the Bible, in the Holy Scriptures of the Christians and the Jews. And it is legitimately like a really vile book in places. So it'll be trying to figure out how to talk about that. There's some really weird sexual stuff. But the point to me, there's two points, is that it's about light. It's about light and darkness and the world being lived out in the gray. And so I think our forefathers were very aware of that, just as where as we are. And so the story kind of exists to try to make sense of a world that is so full of good and so full of evil. And the ultimate question, I think, was asked by, in the Cain and Abel story early on, are you my brother's keeper? And the implied answer after Cain kills Abel is that the answer is no. But I think the rest of the book may exist to say the answer is yes. So we'll be kind of unpacking. Am I my brother's keeper?
Interesting. November 22nd, information on the blog. Cool little video that we did with Jonathan Marasco.
Marasco.
Yeah. Is there a specific URL for the blog?
Rebelstorytellers.com.
Okay. That'd be good if anyone wants to. What was it again?
Rebelstorytellers.com.
Also, on RebelStorytellers.com, starting Monday, November 3rd.
Which is today.
we begin our month-long journey home. Around the theme home. And so every weekday for the entire month of November, a different Rebel Storyteller will be contributing their artwork or music or poetry or essay or fiction about their sort of unique interpretation of home. So make sure you check that out.
Closing thoughts, Isaac?
Nope.
Okay. Well, with that, we will see you next week when we talk about...
Home. Some more.
As well as two.
Well, maybe we'll mix in a little Halloween.
You want Halloween? Some candy talk next week?
Do that. A little candy talk. Like that.
We'll talk about our Veterans Day memories.
There you go. You know, FDR had been at Veterans Day.
No. I just looked it up, and it was actually created by the Pilgrims and Native Americans.
Until next time, goodbye.